2020, the United States experienced the biggest one-year drop in life expectancy since World War II, mostly due to the pandemic. All 50 states in the country, as well as D.C., had declines in life expectancy. These declines were detailed in a new report released in mid-August. And today, NCHS released new estimates for 2021, showing life expectancy dropped nearly a full year for the country from the 2020 level. There were some significant differences between the declines that took place in 2020 and those which occurred in 2021, particularly among different race ethnic groups. We talked to NCHS Mortality Statistics Chief Robert Anderson about this and other matters related to the two new studies on life expectancy. So there are two new reports out this month on life expectancy. The first was a report on 2020 life expectancy by state. First of all, how did the arrival of the pandemic impact life expectancy on the country as a whole in 2020?
Well, by the time we got to the end of 2020, life expectancy had dropped almost 2 years. It was like 1.8 years. And COVID was largely responsible for that decline.
So what were some of the striking declines in life expectancy from 2019 to 2020 at the state level?
Well, there's certainly some state variation in the change in life expectancy. But overall, we saw declines for every state from 2019 to 2020. Overall, the change was, as I said, almost 2 years, 1.8 years, a 1.8 year decline from 2019 to 2020 overall. But then, if you look at the declines by state, of course, they vary from about a three-year decline to about a 0.2-year decline. So it's quite a bit of variation in the decline in life expectancy, although we did see declines for all states.
So presumably the states with the largest declines in life expectancy during 2020 were also the states that had the highest mortality from COVID?
That's essentially correct. It's a little more complicated than that because there's some other things going on. We saw increases for some other causes of death, and of course, increases in drug overdose deaths also had an impact. But overall, COVID-19 was the primary factor.
And so I guess the converse would be true as well. States with the smallest declines in life expectancy in 2020 were those states that had lowest mortality from COVID. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that's essentially correct.
Now, are there any other interesting findings in the state life expectancy report?
Yeah, the declines, if you look at things on a regional basis, you see, larger declines in the South, Southwest, and in the Northeast, New York, New Jersey in particular. And then, much smaller declines in the sort of the upper Northeast, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and then in the Northwest, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, that area. And of course, that, corresponds, as we said, with sort of the level of COVID mortality in those states during 2020.
So turning to the 2021 national report, did the decline in life expectancy continue then in year two of the pandemic?
It did. We saw an additional decline of nearly a year, 0.9 years overall. So yeah, we saw an additional decline in life expectancy.
And so I guess this lines up with the fact that there were more COVID-19 deaths in 2021 than in 2020, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's so we expected, because of the higher mortality in 2021 compared with 2020, we expected an additional decline in life expectancy. And in fact, that's what we're seeing.
Now, what about the disparity between the sexes in life expectancy? It's always existed, but it appears the pandemic has widened that gap.
Yeah, that's right. Typically, men have lower life expectancy than women, and it's because men have higher mortality than women overall. And we do know that men were disproportionately affected by the pandemic. You know, COVID-19 death rates were higher for men than for women, and so it's not surprising that we would see a slightly larger disparity between males and females during the pandemic.
So what race ethnic groups saw the biggest decline in life expectancy during 2021?
From 2020 to 2021, the American Indian population really was most affected. There was a 1.9-year decline in life expectancy. That's followed by, a non-Hispanic white population about a year. Non-Hispanic Black population about 7/10 of a year, and then the Hispanic population and the Asian population, the declines were much smaller during 2021 at a 0.2-year decline for the Hispanic population, about a 0.1-year decline for the Asian population.
Now, over the span of the entire pandemic, what has been the cumulative impact on life expectancy among those race ethnic groups?
I think that's an important question. Overall, the decline in life expectancy is about 2.7 years, so nearly 3-year decline, which is just quite substantial. And then, quite a lot of variability by race and ethnicity. For the American Indian population, the decline was, 6.6 years from 2019 to 2021. That's just astounding. For the Hispanic population, it was a 4.2-year decline. For the Black population, about a 4-year decline. For the white population, 2.4 years. And for the Asian population, 2.1 years.
So it sounds like for the Hispanic population, there is a lot more of an improvement, I guess, in 2021. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not really sure I would say it was an improvement. The decline was not as large as it was. The decline wasn't as large in 2021 as it was in 2020. That's true. But it did not improve. It continued to drop, just didn't drop by as much.
So besides COVID, were there any other leading causes of death that contributed to this decline in life expectancy?
The main one is unintentional injuries, and this is mostly drug overdoses. There's some other causes that are grouped with unintentional injuries. I mean, it includes motor vehicle accidents and falls and things like that. But what really stands out in terms of sort of increasing mortality, and which is responsible for the decline in life expectancy, would be the drug overdose deaths. So it's sort of second to COVID-19 in terms of its impact.
And a lot of people would say that increase in overdose deaths may or may not be indirectly tied to the pandemic, the stress.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to say for sure exactly how it's related, or whether individual cases are related. Seeing sort of flattening and even slightly declining drug overdose death rates just prior to the pandemic. And of course, quite a steep increase in drug overdose mortality during the pandemic. And so it's hard to tie it directly, because we started to see increases late in 2019 before the pandemic became, before it emerged. But then, once the pandemic did emerge, then the increase in drug overdose mortality really went up quite steeply.
Now, any other points of either of these reports you'd like to make?
Well, I'll just mention, with the 2021 report, that the data are provisional still. The data for 2021 probably won't be final until December. That's our target date for release of the 2021 final data. So there could be some slight differences once we finalize the data. But at the point at which we cut the data to produce this report, we had more than 99% of deaths. So I don't expect any substantial differences between this provisional report and what we will have based on our final data.
Dr. Anderson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Overall, August was an extremely busy month at NCHS. The month started off with a new report on physical therapy, speech therapy, and rehabilitative and occupational therapy among veterans compared with non-veterans, using data from the National Health Interview Survey. The study showed that veterans are more than 50% likelier than non-veterans to have had any of these therapies. The same week, the center released its annual report on fetal mortality in the United States for 2020. A total of 20,854 fetal deaths at 20 weeks of pregnancy or longer were reported in 2020. Another study using NHIS data looked at organized sports participation among U.S. children ages 6 to 17. The study showed that over half of kids in this age group participate in organized sports. On August 18th, NCHS released the latest monthly data on drug overdose deaths in the country, documenting that over 109,000 overdose deaths occurred in the United States during the one-year period ending in March 2022. The official public use file for births in the United States for 2021 was released on August 29th, accompanied by a data brief summarizing the key findings from these data. On the same day, the quarterly provisional release of infant mortality data was released in an interactive data visualization for the web, featuring full year 2020 numbers. The release showed the post-neonatal mortality rate in the U.S. increased from 2020 from the same point in 2019. The post-neonatal mortality rate is the number of deaths among infants between 28 and 364 days of age per 1,000 live births. And last, a new report using data from the 2020 National Health Interview Survey shows that about one quarter of adults in the United States, age 18 and over, have met the national physical activity guidelines for both aerobic and muscle strengthening activities.